Welcome to another episode of At the Table with Patrick Lencioni, where everything we talk about is related to changing the world of work so that more organizations can be more effective and less dysfunctional, and employees can be more fulfilled and less miserable. I'm Pat Lencioni, your host, joined by the regular crew, my co-host, Cody Thompson. How are you today, Cody?
Fantastic.
Fantastic. You didn't go for a great vocabulary word. That's okay. Tracy Noble, you're on. How are you doing, Trace?
I am fabulous today. Thanks for asking.
Great to have you. We got Matt Lencioni, our engineer, not on mic. And Cody, what's our topic today?
We're calling this one, Don't Cheat Yourself.
Don't cheat yourself. Yeah, that sounds like it could be a cheesy, like Tony Robbins thing, you know, don't cheat yourself. And not, I don't want to criticize him at all. I just like, that sounds like one of those generic.
Self-help.
Yeah, exactly. But what we're talking about is this. In the last few years, and what we're now looking at is called the Great Resignation. And we've talked about this on our last few podcasts. It's easy. Really, what one of the things that's going on with the Great Resignation is, I think, the lowering of expectations in a lot of different ways. We almost have permission to kind of sag a little bit. I'd call it the universal sag, where everybody is kind of like, well, you can't really expect as much from businesses and from people and life in general. I see it in college and high school. I have kids in school where everything's kind of lowering expectations. And what we want to talk about today is, even as the world is making that okay, we don't think people should do that. Because at the end of the day, even though society is going to be worse off and the economy is going to be worse, the real problem is when we lower our expectations, we're cheating ourselves. Because we have to look at that person in the mirror, and we want to call everyone to action. We think this is going to be a fairly short podcast, maybe. But we think this is a really important time for people to choose for themselves to work harder, even if nobody is noticing. So that's kind of what we're talking about today.
Yeah, and it's interesting. You think about, normally you have an organization or some body that sets the standards, and people have to rise to that level in an organization or a society. But there are times like right now where you actually have to call on the individual contributor, the people, to actually, when the organization is not saying, hey, here's our standards, we need personal, like, moral courage to be able to rise to the occasion. And so I do think it is somewhat of an appeal, and it's born out of a lot of experiences we've been having, both in like restaurants, marketplace, you know, business interactions, where it does feel like the collective expectation has been lowered, and as a result, people are cheating a bit, you know, like doing less.
Yeah. I see it in even in my sons in high school and college, that I think professors are demanding less of people and they're doing more online. And we're in California, so that's even more so. But around the country, I think everybody's kind of said, you know, these are still uncertain times. Let's not demand too much from people. And so my kids, I think they're not pushed as hard in school as they used to be. And they would never admit that because they're glad for that, but I'm not.
It's interesting. I just heard on the news this morning, in fact, that there are some school districts around here that are proposing to get rid of D's and F's altogether, just eliminating them altogether.
Just a couple decades too late for me, unfortunately, you know.
But think about that. So basically, a C will now be an F, a B will be a C, and A is going to be a B.
So why is this acceptable now? I don't quite understand why we're lowering our expectations.
Well, I think it has to do with this universal sag where people are like, does it really matter? Can't we just kind of mail it in? And I think it started with people working from home. And I know there were some people that were working from home and it was crushing them because it's tough to be at home. But I do think, I would say it's fair to say there's a lot of people who are like, hey, you know, I'm still making the same amount of money. Nobody's watching me. Maybe this is okay. And on a personal economic standpoint, if you're just looking at time and effort and your pay, that makes sense. But what it does to your dignity, what it does to your habits is really a problem.
Well, and I think it's dangerous sort of long-term. I actually think about this story my brother told me. He lived on the East Coast for a while and he joined like this relatively like famous gym, I guess, out there. And he was telling me about the onboard process at this gym. And I guess as soon as you sign up, the leader, the owner, walks you around the gym and sets the expectation for what the culture is there. And one of the things, he took him over and he's like, look, everyone's cell phones are out. You know, and he was like, this place, nobody steals. The cell phones can stay right here. You don't need to worry about that here. So he's just kind of like setting the expectation. But he says, listen, no one here is watching the reps that you do and the reps in your workout. So if we're doing 40 curls or 10 jumping jacks or whatever it is, and you cheat, you're only cheating yourself. And I like that sort of analogy in the middle of this, because like no one at the gym is going to say, hey, you know what? You need to do those extra two. You said you were doing a set of 10 and you only did 8. Well, the only person that's paying the price for that is you and your own health. And collectively, when that starts to happen in our businesses, in our families, we are cheating ourselves, but it actually could have an impact on our company culture. It could have an impact on the society at large if enough people end up doing this cheat myself by 2 reps, you know? And so yeah. I think there is, I like that expectation. That's always stood out in my mind when he told me that story, because at the end of the day, it's for you, it's for your kids, it's for your family, how you treat yourself or cheat yourself. Hey, how about right. that?
You know, hotels are an example, Tracy. We were talking about this. Like you go to hotels and for a while there in the midst of COVID, you couldn't get room service other than like in a bag.
That's
bring
right.
you a sack lunch, essentially.
Yep.
Interestingly, the price was the same. But now you go to a hotel and it's supposed to be kind of back to normal. And they're still
yep,
giving
they're
you
still
when they
doing
give you.
It.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's crazy.
The same as at a restaurant. I actually couldn't get used to the whole scan your QR code so you could have a menu on your phone. And it made sense during COVID. Like you don't want to pass around a piece of paper to a bunch of people. But then restaurants are back open. Now I'm in Utah. You know, things are more open. But still, rather than having a waiter come up and greet us and ask us our order and do that, you scan the thing and you get it on your phone. I don't want to sound like a crotchety old man, but like, and then on top of that, the tip is not expected to be adjusted. You know, it's just sort of like, oh, hey, why don't we, you know, cheat a little bit around this because people are more used to it, but let's actually make sure that we're tipping the same, which I like tipping, by the way. I maybe this is a session of me being an old man on a porch, but
yeah, you could be a crotchety young man, Cody. That's okay.
Crotchety too, yeah, that'll work. That'll work.
You know, even in churches, you see people have kind of during COVID, they're like, oh, well, and it's not just COVID, but it's kind of this whole time. It's like, well, maybe people don't, some of that is good. They're reevaluating what do people really need? But some of it mm-hmm. is we're going to be able to get away with doing less. But the problem is people are going to gravitate toward those churches who say, no, we're going to go back and we're going to make this as good, better than it's ever been. And the ones that are complacent are going to go, why is nobody coming here anymore?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's going to happen in society. I think the companies that really have high standards and the employees and the leaders who say, no, I am not going to sag just because I'm allowed to, they're going to be really successful. And the ones that go with the flow, I think are going to suffer a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Pat, you know, you and I have, we sometimes go off on liberal arts conversations, but one of them that we've had in the past year kind of, I think, lends itself to this, where we've talked about how like the laws of physics seem like they permeate other things in life, like our own behaviors, or we're going to get to heaven one day and realize that like, oh, this actually, you know, makes sense that. So one of the things that we talked about was this concept of inertia. And basically that's like one of the few things I can quote really well from middle school science, is like an object in motion will tend to remain in motion, and an object at rest will remain at rest. And I think this sag thing is sort of the collective inertia of humanity, which is like, if you can actually push through and you and your business or you personally or your family remains in really like positive motion towards this, that's easier to sustain. Like when you wake up in the morning and you eat well and you exercise, when you get to lunch, you choose a better meal. You know, like you're like, I kind of already put in the work, I'm going to get a salad. But if you wake up late in the morning and you don't have a good breakfast, by lunch, you're like, I'm just going to get the burger and call it a day, you know? Like, yeah. So I think that there's a collective inertia that's happening, that it's pretty dangerous for that many people to lower their, to become more at rest, because it's going to take a lot of energy to try to get us back in the right direction.
Yep. You know, I think of a friend of mine who listens to this podcast, one of my childhood friends, a great guy named Will. And Will works for the government. He runs a big department of transportation in a county here in California. And I love getting his feedback about this. And I'm thinking, I always think like, how can I make this practical for Will? So Will has these employees and they work for the government. And right now there's a lot of different expectations for people. And what would he do with this? He could go to his folks and say, you guys, I know right now that the county is not expecting the same stuff of us. And I know there's a lot of permissions and there's changes in expectations, but I want us to do better than we've ever done just because we're going to feel better about it. And I want you guys to look back a year from now and say, I did something not because I wanted to avoid getting in trouble, but because I wanted to prove to myself that I have high standards. And it's going to make our lives better here at work. It's going to make our lives better at home. We're going to teach this to our children. He could go and just say that to people, just have this conversation and say, I know nobody's looking over our shoulder in the same way. Let's look over our own shoulders. Let's motivate ourselves to do our best work. And I think I want to encourage all the listeners here to go back to their organizations, their companies, even their families and say, let's be better than we were before, even if nobody expects us to. And I think that changes everything.
And Pat, you know, the other practical way that we were discussing in advance of the podcast is sort of like what you just said on the webinar earlier about there's 15% of companies that are actually going to break out. Like, tell us what you just said there. I'm gonna not do it.
Yeah, I was speaking to a few thousand CEOs with a great organization. What I said is they asked me the question, like, how do we get by if it's hard to find good employees? And I think I probably said it on this podcast before too. It's like, I really think the best companies are going to go steal the best employees. I think that we're going to see a great migration, that the best people are going to start leaving where they're at, the ones that are mediocre, and they're going to find organizations that have really high standards. And then we're going to see the 85% having to cope with the fact that they're losing their best people. So I think for people that really want to be great, this is actually going to be a time of improvement. For the majority, and I hate to say that, that's not to be negative, but most people that are going to go with the flow are just going to wait around and kind of float down the river with everybody else. But this is a great time to be bold about hiring, to be raising your standards, to be pleasing your customers. Because if you do it right now, it's going to stand out and people are going to remember it more than they would have during normal times. So the hotel that comes back and says, we're putting things on a plate for you, darn it. And the restaurant that says, we have a menu, we think it matters. We're going to go, oh, this is one of those places that actually still cares. Whereas the other ones are going to be like, hey, maybe we can get away with this.
Yeah. You know, I think it's interesting that as we're talking about this, the idea of the great resignation, I think there's obviously two meanings there, right? It's like, one is the fact that a lot of people are resigning from their jobs. Right. But the secondary meaning is that we're resigned, you know, like as a collective unit, we've resigned to just accept what is here. And I think there's an opportunity when we can zig when other people are zagging, there's an opportunity for it to be the great recommitment or re-inspiration or whatever else it is, rather than the great resignation. And I think that's kind of the call, right?
Yeah, be a first mover on making this a renaissance time for excellence and passion, not a resignation. And you know, Cody and Tracy and Matt, let's figure out how we can do that too. I know we've been pushing and trying, but let's see how we can identify any areas where we might have actually started to accept lower standards in ourselves. And let's identify those and overcome them. And hopefully people will notice, even on this podcast.
Hey, speaking of podcast, I wanted to let you guys know, I haven't told you this, I haven't previewed this, but we actually reached 3 million downloads today.
Hey, today.
So this is a big deal. 3 million downloads. So congratulations. That's awesome. Yeah.
That is very wonderful. Cool. That's cool. Our listeners are the best. We love hearing from you guys and serving you. And we just want to keep making these things good. Part of our commitment to making them good is to do what we tell you to do in meetings. And that's when it's over to stop. And so we're at 14 and a half minutes and we're going to stop right now and say, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on At the Table. God bless.